Siren Radio.
Excellent. It's Siren Radio, and indeed, we're heading into a whole awesome world. Let's do the introductions in the studio first. Chloe Middleton, welcome back to the Midweek Drive. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Yeah, not bad. It's nice to be back.
Exactly. Now, you are working for Solenity, which is a fabulous company in Lincoln, and it's responsible for what?
Yes, so we're a Lincoln-based cloud technology company. So we predominantly offer cloud solutions for finance and HR.
Excellent. And you brought a good friend along, Greg Stevenson, who's also from Solenity. How are you, Greg?
Hi, good. I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Excellent. All set to talk about some exciting ventures that will be hopefully keeping folk in Lincoln from engaging in a brain drain from leaving Lincoln and staying within the company and all manner of wonderful things. So we'll hear more about that as the programme proceeds. We've also got ace musician and finally your journalism and public relations students. That would be Barnaby Packer. He's not a dinosaur. He's not even purple. How are you, Barney?
Very well, thank you. Yeah,
excellent. And online, we've already had a few words with the awesome writer for the world's longest-running magazine of cult entertainment. That would be the fabulous Kieran Moore. How are you, Kieran?
Hello, I'm all right. How are you?
Excellent. Now, when last we spoke, Kieran, the excitement was just palpable because we were literally just hours away from the Starburst Media City Film Festival, screenings of Silent Running and a whole heap of other goodies there in Media City in Salford, Manchester. How did it go? Was it successful? Is it a case of now the Starburst team are basically saying, never again?
The opposite of never again. It was very successful, actually. We had a great new venue in Media City, which turned out to be pretty lovely. There was four different screening rooms, screening a whole load of films across the weekend, and people seemed to enjoy it. The bar was nice. People were, you know, drinking enough to make sure that they got the most out of the experience to, you know, enhance the enjoyment of films such as The Greasy Strangler.
I mean, how often in Solenity PR have the people in the team said, what we really want for this company are more greasy stranglers on the team? Only kidding. You know, it's not that kind of company. Don't worry. So that was actually there. And can we look forward to this being an annual event? Is that the sort of line that we're already planning for the 2019 Starburst Media City Festival? Look at that poster that was actually there. It's an awesome, awesome event there.
Well, I'm going to be careful about confirming
nicely,
anything.
Nicely, nicely. It's above your pay grade.
But we're very happy about how it went and hope to use this one as a model for how the Starburst Festivals will work going forward.
Excellent. You've got Killer Clowns from Outer Space. You've got a whole heap of other goodies that was actually there. And, of course, we've got the other classic line that we've spoken about, which is your own role as a film producer, because the crowdfunding exercise for this particular thing called Spectrum came to an end at the end of the awards package of the Starburst Film Festival. And how did it go, and how is Spectrum proceeding? And do you actually need to have an ace financial solution computing team to actually help sort out payment for all sorts of other bits and pieces?
We had a very successful final weekend because we were screening the trailer for it throughout the festival. And Tom Payton, who was one of the filmmakers, did a lovely introduction to it. And people seemed to enjoy that. And kind of off the back of that, we got a good like chunk of last weekend donations. So while we didn't meet our initial quite ambitious target, we've got, you know, enough money to go ahead and make a film with.
Excellent.
And, hopefully the computing thing will all be fine. Hopefully the money will be transferred and, there's not going to be any crises there.
Now, I have literally just raised that kind of issue, given that clearly about 25 minutes ago, I'd completely misunderstood what Solenity was all about in terms of a company and various other bits and pieces. I'll admit it, you know, sometimes these things are there. Have you considered, Greg, setting up a sort of company line which actually sort of deals with film finance and so on? I mean, is it a sort of area that you would consider expanding into and so on, or what does the company actually do?
It's not really something we've looked into before. So we've got two main things, really. We've got HR software and finance software, but more specifically around the expenses side of things. So rather than actually managing your finances as a business, it's managing your expenditure from your employees and making sure that you've got mileage going through the systems properly and making sure that you're getting the best from that side of things. Not necessarily so much actually managing your finance like accounting software, that kind of stuff.
I'm just conscious because, and Kieran might sort of want to chip in on this particular side of things, in film producing, and actually, to some extent, television producing, raising that capital and making sure your budget is actually developed within the, is a kind of critical part of the whole process, is it not?
Yes. In independent filmmaking, it's the hardest part, to be honest. I mean, I enjoy writing films. I enjoy directing. I even, to an extent, enjoy the whole faff of casting and crewing and organising a shoot. But you've got to have the money in place or you can't do anything. And it is hard to, you know, find people willing to put that money in.
And is, I mean, obviously we're looking for benefactors, and that's clearly sort of part and parcel of the whole process. But once you've actually got that efficiency, is that, Chloe, where a company like, for instance, the software being developed by Solanity can actually impact positively? Is it
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the expensive solution that we offer increases efficiency, visibility. It's, you know, it saves costs as well. So it ensures that what people are claiming, you know, they're claiming what they should be, and ultimately saving businesses an awful lot of money.
Sounds good. Sounds like getting bag for buck there.
Absolutely.
And a whole range, or even bang for buck from that perspective. We'll talk about Barney and the sort of input from the musical side of things in a few moments. But I want to talk a bit more about the festival and indeed how people can still possibly get involved with Spectrum and various other bits and bobs. But Kieran, it's time for you to actually take on board the role of music announcer in a few moments now, because we have a special dedication coming up for one of Greg and Chloe's colleagues, I believe, and it's Tina Turner with Proud Mary. So as long as you've got that to hand, that'll give you a start on the whole sort of sequence. A bit of background, please, Chloe, in terms of why this was recommended, why this was suggested, why somebody who even now says that they're going to stop exactly what they're doing and actually just listen to Chloe and Greg. Greg and Chloe on Siren Radio's Midweek Drive.
Yeah, it's just one of the amazing reasons that people should come and work with us, really. Colleagues are such a big part of Solanity. Working in sales and marketing myself, it's all about the banter upstairs in the office. So as I was leaving, you know, I told them that I might sign autographs for them tomorrow.
Nice.
After you know, now local celeb and all that.
You know, it's like stepping into the Starburst offices in Manchester, really. It's all about the banter, you know. You look at the Napoleon Solo poster that's actually up there. By the way, does Mike still have the Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin poster actually opposite his desk in the offices in Starburst?
Above his desk, yeah.
Above his desk.
He's got two of them.
Oh, well, exactly. It's genius.
One's not enough.
Exactly. Two super spies, amazingly. So, can we have some names, please, so
yes.
Kieran can do his usual sort of awesome introduction for this.
So, this is for my friend Claire Ruzacki. We'll throw George and Bosch in there because they promised that they'd sit on their drive and listen to us while they were in the car. So you better be listening and I'll be checking tomorrow, guys.
So that's Claire, George and...
Oh, Anthony Bosch.
Anthony Bosch. Okay, not related to the tool manufacturer of the same name.
Well,
I just wanted to raise this.
Funny you should kind of mention that. He did. He was telling somebody on the telephone once. Yeah, Bosch as in the power tools. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's
not the same.
And not, of course, the way the French used to refer to the Nazis in World War II.
No.
Just want to clarify that because it is important. So that hopefully it's given you a fair range of stuff, Kieran, to deliver this sort of thing. It's Proud Mary and Tina Turner. Could you introduce it and dedicate it to Claire, George and Anthony? It's over to you. The world awaits, Kieran.
George and Anthony, I remembered your name.
Yes.
Here is Tina Turner.
Proud Mary. Genius. Exactly.
Proud Mary.
Even invoking the good Lord's name as well. It's phenomenal. It's Siren Radio. It's not even Easter Resurrection time.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. There's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing. Nice. Easy. We always do it. Nice. And rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. Big wheel, but then we're going to do the finish. Turning. Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Ooh, rolling.
Ooh,
rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was worried.
City and did it. I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling.
Say we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on
the river.
Tapping me wonderful. What did you make of that little extravaganza?
Chloe, loved it.
Do you think that Claire and George and Anthony would have enjoyed it?
I hope so. And also, we've just got to really, really quickly say our other colleague Claire Cox is listening. She's just tweeted us, and I hope she really enjoyed it.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire, of course, is a castle in Kent, which is wonderful. Sorry, I couldn't resist this. It's rather like when you actually sort of say hi to somebody called Jean and you just, oh, it is. Just go and start. Anyway, enough of such stuff. Kieran, I have provided the team of Midweek Drivettes with a copy of Starburst magazine, and they've been busily perusing your column in Starburst magazine, even as we speak. And I continue to do so just before we congratulate Amelia Chambers, because it's just been released. The new Theatre Royal Lincoln has scooped the Family Attraction Tourism Award accolade at the first ever Lincolnshire Tourism Excellence Awards. Can we have a round of applause, please, for Chloe? And obviously Chloe, but Amelia and her they were so interchangeable, really, as Chloe and Amelia. It just shows what success you could actually go on to.
We do come as a pair. It's still even now.
Yeah, exactly, even separated by a matter of hours, as far as Siren Radio is concerned. One day we'll get you back on the same show. It might be like getting two parallel particles together and sorted through, and who knows what's happening. Any questions that you'd like to put to Kieran, please, about Starburst, or indeed his role as a Doctor Who guru and expert and contributing writer to this awesome publication, please. Greg?
Oh, you've really put me on the spot there, haven't you? I'm just looking through the article at the moment, and you guys have read it.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought it was great,
stunned,
didn't we?
Stunned.
Absolutely. I was wondering how he came about to be in that position.
How did you come about to be in this position, please, Kieran, of working for such an august organ, once tempted to say, as the world's longest-running magazine for cult entertainment?
Well, I've been writing for Starburst since 2013 now, almost 5 years, and I started off just helping out in the office as a kind of work experience placement, and kept on writing for them after that, and became a regular proofreader, and they know I'm a Doctor Who enthusiast, When the esteemed Mr. Paul Mount, who ran that column for quite a long time, decided he'd finally had enough of Stephen Moffat.
Because, unbelievable. I shared the pain. I mean, the last words of Paul Mount with respect to Stephen Moffat, you couldn't broadcast on air, basically. It's just, it got to that stage.
He has very strong opinions on the matter of the last few years of Doctor Who. So I took over from him before he had a full meltdown in the... on the page.
It was nuclear. Let's face it. It was nuclear. It was one of those areas where, where are we going?
Yeah.
Let's do a quick chat. I mean, Greg, Doctor Who, is it something that floats your boat, or is it a case of, no, I prefer dealing with numbers and accounts and software?
Software, maybe. I'm a Star Wars guy. Anyone who knows me knows I'm into my Star Wars, not so much Doctor Who. So, yeah, whenever people don't know what to get me a little gift for Christmas or birthday, it's always Star Wars. In fact, I'm probably wearing a Star Wars jacket at the moment.
Is it just me, though, Greg, that sometimes feels as though maybe the time is right to start rehabilitating Jar Jar Binks?
I don't know yet. There's theories about him, isn't there? There's all sorts of theories about him, so we'll see what comes back in the new films. But
I mean, personally, I'd love to see a situation. I don't know what's happening with respect to Kieran in Manchester there, but it sounds as though the aliens have already landed.
Some sound effects going off in the background.
Exactly. But surely there's got to be a sort of case in point for the new Doctor and her opportunity to actually meet Jar Jar Binks. I mean, that surely has got to be a
matter. Some crossovers.
IDW, well, think about it.
Well, you know, Disney is saying Avengers is the most ambitious crossover ever, but I think that one could.
Yeah, yeah. Could stop it. Do you think that exactly? Well, I mean, you know, Disney owns Star Wars, so the possibility there, BBC, Jar Jar Binks meets the Doctor.
Yes, I'd watch it.
Exactly.
Why not?
Chloe, what about yourself? I mean, you've had a look through the magazine. Any thoughts from that?
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I can't profess to know too much about Doctor Who. It was more like my dad loves Doctor Who from way back when, and we kind of watched it as kids when it was Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, that kind of era. But the magazine in general looks ace. There was a few bits when we were looking through and with the section on film reviews and things like that, and we were like, well, I've not seen this. So, yeah, it looks fab. I've never read it before, but it definitely can see why it appeals. Looks fab.
That's what we're all about on Siren Radio's Midweek Drive. And thoughts from yourself, Barney?
I think it's a great magazine. Looks like they've cornered a niche. Lovely. I love his column, all about, you know, outside the box. Fantastic. So yeah, absolute full gusto.
You can use that as a strapline, actually, Kieran, when you're next sort of you would actually work for. I think Barney Packer, musician. I love Kieran's column.
Oh,
perhaps not. I'll rephrase.
I'm not
going to
say that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. Phrasing on that. But.
I'll rework it for the press release. It'll be fine. Kieran, it's been awesome connecting with your good self. Finally, can people still support Spectrum, or is it just a case of just wait and see? There might be other things to work through in terms of how the movie starts to being developed and so on.
Well, the funding campaign's closed, so there's no opportunities to donate right now, but if you follow us on social media, it's film_spectrum on Twitter and facebook.com/spectrum.anthology, then we'll be putting out every opportunity we have to get involved, and there will be things like cast calls and crew calls if anyone is around the Manchester area and interested in getting involved in that way, and all sorts of other updates just about our progress.
It'll be fantastically wonderful. Would you like to just share the vampire tale with our team here? Because I think they might sort of find that quite... I mean, I just thought this was, in terms of the anthology, one of the real winners. Just but the vampire tale is all about...
Yes, so one of the short films within the anthology is one which we shot a couple of weekends ago, actually, which is about a vampire who uses Grindr to find people whose blood to suck.
That is truly a forward-thinking story.
A whole new step in terms of culture and things. Arthur Weingartner should be up and joining us in a matter of moments. We'll also be hearing more from Barney Packer's oeuvre of musical delights. But the last two questions, which I don't know, Barney, can you remember them? Or is it a case of, well, I'm relatively new, you know, it's just his second show? I mean, Chloe might remember. No, it's all right, I'll ask them. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today, Kieran Moore?
I have, yes.
Which is good. So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Yes.
That's also good. The future will be silent. Moments in one's life where you think, actually, that would be an ideal tune to have software accountancy working for you, basically, a sort of constant future silent routine.
It's good background music when you're working,
yeah. Thankfully, Arthur Weingarten will probably say, no, can't have that. Arthur Weingarten from San Diego and ace writer, producer, and general all-round wonderful soul. Welcome back to Midweek Drive. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm well. And you're right. You have spared me that. Thank you.
It's okay. We have a musical choice coming up for you to cast your critical ear over, which refers to one of our fine folk in the studio, of which there are currently three. We have ace musician Barney Packer.
Hello there. How you doing?
Hello, Barney. Hello.
We also have ace... I mean, ace human being obviously is the true description, Chloe, of your good self. But I mean, in terms of the role that you actually have within Selenity.
Yeah, so ace human being works at Selenity also. But aside from that job role, would be marketing executive
at Selenity. And just remind us once again, what is Selenity?
So Selenity is a cloud software company. So we offer business solutions predominantly to HR and finance. So just making HR and finance professionals' lives easier.
Wonderful. Now, I'm well aware from Annette's lines that Arthur and computers, they don't mix. It's not going to work. It's a different sort of line of things from that perspective. But, however, wearing your producing hat, we were thinking it earlier, Arthur, with one of our other contributors, software to actually help facilitate screen finance and so on. When you were producing materials, etc., did you designate various computer things or get people to actually set to work on the computing, or would you say, no, that's why I hire accountants?
I'm going to reveal something to you, which obviously and thankfully you have been unaware of until now. I had an early experience with computers. I have a computer program out with a partner with the unlikely name but true of Tom Sawyer.
Nice.
Called Plots Unlimited, and about 25 or more years ago, we put out if not the first, certainly among the very first programs to write screenplays, novels, short stories, what have you, and it sold worldwide, including the UK, where we had quite a few sales. So there you are, Plots Unlimited.
Exactly.
I worked with he showed me how to use an early IBM computer with the little green screen. And for a year and a half, I sat almost every day with this fellow, who was a computer expert at that time. And we redid a 1922 version of a computer program before there were computers called Plotto. It was invented by a mathematician at University of Chicago who, after putting together wheel within wheels, which you spun around to combine characters and plot and this and that, he went to the loony bin and stayed there until he died. Quite seriously,
we wish him well in the sort of mentally challenged world, obviously we have a slightly more politically correct term, shall we say, as opposed to sort of various other lines from that. But moving to Greg, from that perspective, the machine with the green flickering lights and so on, presumably even in your relatively young age, you've seen a fair amount of progress in terms of computer software and various other elements.
I have, yeah. So I'm not relatively young now. I'm 30 now.
It's all over there. I'm sorry, Arthur. We've obviously got an ancient soul on the program today.
Over the times I've been doing
this. Ask him if he wants to trade.
I don't know, trade as in sort of alternate consciousnesses. That's not a line. Anyway,
you come over here into Lincoln, then I'll head over to San Diego.
Yeah, no, I was talking about age, not
geographical location.
Not the whole thing.
As long as we clarify that, that's the important thing. But yes, yeah, so in terms of shifts and changes, and again, the notion of a computer program, Plots Unlimited, that actually writes all the plots we actually need. There are many people who actually watch certain shows and say that's exactly where they got it from.
Yeah, so I mean, technology changes so quickly, doesn't it? I mean, I'm, as I mentioned, 30. I've been doing software development programming for quite some time now, and it changes very frequently. It's a really fast moving environment, isn't it? Fun place to be in. So,
which brings us neatly around to Barney. Barney is going to explain once again, Arthur, how he started entering the music business and produced a full orchestral sound using a simple mobile phone.
That's right, yeah. A couple of years ago, I was just a fresher at university in my first year, 18 years old, had my iPhone 5S, if you can remember the size of them now, and decided to record a fully fledged album on it. And now it's out in the wild for all of our listening pleasure, should you enjoy it.
So are you ready, Arthur?
Isn't that incredible? My goodness, you mean literally with a phone, which I don't own one. I still am coal-fired and all that, but I know what you're talking about. You actually produced music on that.
That's right, entirely on my phone.
Now, are you ready
There's an app called GarageBand. You can buy little plugins to your phone to go into your guitar, into your microphone. The app is loaded with samples and such to use, so I just utilised everything I could, went into all the nooks and crannies, and this is what I got out of it.
So allowing for the fact that the proof of the proverbial pudding is in the audio eating of it, Arthur, are you ready to listen to Barney Packer and Gone?
I am, and may I just say, may Andre Previn and all the other people rest in peace.
It's a whole new world. Barney Packer, Gone.
Yes.
Liability, you pay to debt and you pay to half a place for you beyond your dreams. A truthless society, 24th letter, and capitalize it in threes. Warnings, paying for your longevity, the time will catch and have you in a chokehold. liability. Pay to debt and you pay to half a place for you. Beyond your dreams. A truthless society, 24th letter, and capitalize it in threes. Warnings. Paying for your longevity, the time will catch you. Have you in a chokehold? A chokehold. And the joke is over. And found that no one laughed. No room to maneuver. Claustrophobic in a rut. And the joke is over. You pushed and found that no one laughed. No room to maneuver. Claustrophobic in a rut. That's life, so taste the flavors, 'cause we can't control all of it. When you're laying in that 7-foot shell, with no thoughts to think and a story to tell, well, you're simply pushing daisies, and that's nature picking on you. But there's things that you love when your eyes are wet. Your heart will drop all the things that you loved, 'cause now they're gone. It's hard to process what it's all about. Quiet, but I know that you would shout if you could find out the answers, but you can't, and so you will cry. Fall down to your knees and look up to the sky. The rain is falling, so shout this high. Spring things will never be the same. Your bones will weep and your body feels dry. But there's things that you love, but when they're taken from you, you'll break down and ruin all the days that you loved. Now they're gone.
Now they're gone. Whimsical, quirky. What did you make of it, Arthur Weingarten?
I have to add Philip Glass to the list of may they rest in peace. That's incredible. How, I mean, what the technology was, it boggles me and all that, but it certainly is original. And I mean, Philip Glass comes to mind with the repetitive signatures, but it's, yes, exactly.
It's a crazy life.
My goodness. But isn't it wonderful that someone so young, what, you were 18 when you got
Yeah, yeah, that was when I was 18, yeah.
Isn't that incredible? Well, you better hurry up, because a lot of people say it's all over by 26. So,
Look at Greg. You know?
that makes you feel a little bit sad now. Yeah.
Never mind. But, yeah, extraordinary.
That's really, congratulations to you.
Thank
really.
You so
That's
much,
quite
Arthur. Thank
something.
You. Very kind.
Yeah, I really am very impressed. And it's complicated. The best I could hear it, it's complex. It isn't just a straight line kind of thing. Good on you. That's good.
If you enjoy it, please follow it up. My name's Barney Packer. Say hi.
Yes.
Give it a listen.
Great stuff there. Of course, yes, Arthur, there is that wonderful line that we've often thought about, that here we are talking about technology and all the rest of bits and pieces, and we play these tunes down a phone line across the Atlantic Ocean to you in San Diego and expect you to say, yeah, that's instant quality then. That's fine. But, it's good stuff. As ever, Arthur, very, very perceptive comments and appropriate ones from that line of things. Chloe, any questions you'd like to put to Arthur Weingarten about writing episodes of The Addams Family, writing episodes of Green Hornet, Wonder Woman? With that, Arthur Weingarten, no Galt's brain in the original Linda Carter Wonder Woman version.
Wow, how exciting. We've lots of action fans in the office. Yeah. And I would say, like, predominantly it kind of sits downstairs with the developers. Yeah. So, Greg might be able
the
to...
The man from Uncle, all sorts of things there. Greg, any thoughts?
Yeah, so we're obviously our stereotypical nerdy, geeky guys, as everyone likes to say. We are downstairs, the software development team. So we have...
I have to ask you, Greg, and I think Arthur might sort of bear me up on this. Is it just a myth, but that immortal phrase, have you tried switching it on and switching it off?
Oh, no, that works. That definitely works, yeah. Yeah, we have our support guys that do the support for our internal computers and all that kind of stuff. One of the things I'm sure they would like me to say here is that it definitely works. And, turning it off and on again fixes the majority of problems with computers, definitely.
And that's all.
Can I add something to that?
Of course.
We have a TV set that is a smart set, so we can get streaming things. And every once in a while, like anything that is mechanical, or rather, not mechanical, computer today, we'd have to call the service person when something went out. After a while, I got so tired of it, I did an age-old thing that you used to do with wind-up things. I gave it a smack. It's been perfect ever since.
That works too. Yeah, that does work.
My great-grand always used to say, if in doubt, give it a clout.
Good.
If yes, checks, absolutely right. That's it. One upside the head and that's the end of it.
These Leicestershire people and their strange, countrified, technological ways. Awesome for that one. Still to come on the production, we'll be talking to Kira Allsbrook. He'll be providing us with some updates from Derby. Even McDonald's might be joining us as well from somewhere north of Skegness. I know there is such a place. Louis Savvy will be up about South High London. And Phil Dearness will be joining us, possibly via Skype. We don't know with Phil. He could be doing all manner of bits and pieces. But Arthur, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I have more than reasonably, as always. But this one really was good. I really enjoyed that music and all that.
I did say to Barney he didn't have anything to worry about. He was panicking because we'd played the long version that you might have hung up. It's all sorts of things. All right. Work through that process.
But I did manage to read part of the New York Times. That's a bad joke. No, that's not funny.
That could be an extra Barney Packer, music to read the New York Times to.
It's good stuff.
So I'd take it, Arthur, you will be back with us again in the very near future.
I'm moving a bed next to the phone even as we speak.
Lord. There you go. Next week, Annette Andre is with us for another audio missive. We will salute you for the moment, Arthur, and see you in April.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Passing year, we'll
Genesis, Follow Me, Follow You. And now at the time at 5:45, it's time for another Siren News Bulletin, introduced by Barney Packer.
Lincolnshire Police has begun a new wellbeing initiative. It hopes to encourage staff to look after themselves. Emily Jackson has this report.
Current demands that police officers and staff face can be seen as extensive. Lincolnshire Police hopes to combat this with their new initiative. Officers and staff will be given an additional 2 days a year to focus on their physical and mental well-being. Julie Wilkins is the Chief of Staff for Lincolnshire Police. She spoke to Siren Radio a couple of months ago about how Lincolnshire Police intends to tackle mental ill health.
Policing as a whole industry, if you like, is focusing much more on wellbeing now and aligning with the It's OK to Not Be OK national kind of wellbeing initiative. And in Lincolnshire, we've signed up to the Mind Blue Light framework. So the Blue Light framework is the equivalent of a Public Health England framework about how an organisation looks after its staff's wellbeing, basically. The blue light one is one that is particularly for blue light services because of our particular requirements and the nature of the work that they do.
The Mind Blue Light scheme has been running for 3 years and it works with emergency services in England and Wales.
Claire Bennett is the Senior Media Officer for Mind.
There are particular pressures on the emergency services. You know, the very nature of the job means it's particularly demanding. And rather than being immune to developing mental health problems, we've actually found that the prevalence of mental health problems is really high across the emergency services. And that could be for a number of factors. So some things that we hear about are long working hours, pressures on staff, but also the kind of the nature of the incidents that they might witness, which can be really traumatic. So we were funded to deliver a programme of support for emergency services. So that was really looking at building resilience, training managers and raising awareness of mental health in the workplace.
The 2 additional days that Lincolnshire Police is allocating to its staff and officers are to be used as days to nurture their physical and mental welfare. Chief Constable Bill Skelly has said, "I've been most impressed by the commitment of Lincolnshire Police staff and officers, but I'm increasingly seeing the impact that this can have on their physical and mental well-being. By encouraging staff to look after themselves, I believe that we can make an improvement to how they feel at work."
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, me or you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved, it may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Over you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go. Make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Mm-hmm.
My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I do see though. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I do see though. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Now, I wonder if our guest correspondent from Derbyshire will have been able to identify. Oh, she's gone. She's even put the phone down. You see, they're unbelievable. Everything was sorted out there. We're all set to actually do a big introduction for Kia Allsbrook, and suddenly the line went dead. Never mind. We will endeavour to actually get her back in a few seconds from now, perspective. But George Ezra, Budapest, or Barney Packer sound alike.
That's right, yeah. Told on many moments.
I've been sorted out that that's the case, etc. Let's talk briefly about Solenity. How can people get in touch with the company? Because there are a few projects that you have in mind which might be appealing to folk at the University of Lincoln, doing certain courses at the University of Lincoln that we might talk about now. So, Greg, over to you.
Yeah, so we've got quite a few vacancies on at the moment. We've recently changed, and there was a bit in the news about us recently where we've brought our Indian outsourcing back in-house. So we've got lots of jobs going in Lincoln now. We're recruiting for software developers of all different skill levels. So we've got junior software developers who would be the guys straight from university if you're finishing courses soon. We've had a couple of people apply. We've got software developers as well, and we've got QA analysts. So we've got a few different vacancies, three immediately, with the coming up to 10 over the course of the rest of the year. So we're going for a like-for-like replacement of all the software development positions that we did have over the last few years. So, yeah, plenty of vacancies for us. If you've got anyone who's any interested, we can. We've got the adverts up on our website. Anyone can have a look on solenity.com and.
Yep, go to our careers page, everything's on there. Well, the full job descriptions are there so people can have a little look and see if something's they're interested in, and also submit their CV from our website.
Now, you may or may not be able to answer this effectively, Chloe.
Okay.
But in terms of the history of Solenity, Selene, of course, goddess of the moon, okay?
Yeah.
So we're clearly talking about a double blue moon, talking about other bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the rationale for, is it a case of Solenity only goes wrong once in a blue moon? Is it, where, what's the line? Because it's not Serenity. I mean,
no.
Usually confused with Serenity, sereneness, etc. Why Solenity?
I'd like to say that it had that heritage that you just put forward.
Dedication to selenium, the likes of which are essential part of our dietary habits.
Selenium is related to what we do as well, actually. It's some development software that we actually use. Yeah. So there's a bit
Bit of selenium in there from that. But I mean, it's etymology. It's important to find out how these words evolve and develop from that point of view.
So some of our listeners may well know of us as Software Europe Limited.
Mm. It's not quite a sexy Solenity, really.
No, not. Well, that's what
do you think?
There'll be a few people that'll love you for saying that.
Software Europe or Solenity, which one works for you?
Solenity rocks my world. Far firmer.
Wow. Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that, but I like it.
You have that phrase almost.
Yeah, we'll be quoting and using that clip, I'm sure.
Solenity rocks your world. Why not? So we were Software Europe Limited, which is Cell. Cell turned into Solenity because, you very rightly
cell
said,
phones.
It's just a sexy kind of word, isn't it, really?
We were always known internally as Cell for a long time. We've always sort of internally within the company called ourselves Cell, the SEL part of Software Europe Limited that Chloe mentioned. So it was kind of a natural change.
And not Cell, 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 which is obviously a consumerist dream in many ways.
No, we're all about colleagues, customers and community. That's what we are all about. So it's not all Cell, Cell, Cell.
And that is Selenity.com?
Yep, Selenity.com.
Have you enjoyed your time on the production this evening?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been absolutely fabulous.
It's been like coming home, really.
It has. It's been wonderful.
Sort of home, and Greg, after all the challenges we had coordinating and all the agony that Chloe was going through, so it's all disaster, etc.
We had issues with snow, then I couldn't do early mornings, yeah.
Was it worth it in the end?
It was great fun. Good to be here.
There we are. And you've got name checks, of course, for Claire, for George, for Anthony. Anybody else you want to mention whilst they're around?
I'm going to mention team marketing. So we've got Chrissy, Joe and Lou, because they're my team. But then we can't...
Go team marketing! Yeah. Go, go, go!
And all of sales and marketing. We're coming to the end of the financial year, so it's a really, really busy time. Everyone's working super hard. So I've got to kind of back my team. And then Neil and Deb will be listening as well. So
and presumably you'll be heading off to Wembley to support the Lincoln City side, given that it's been 133 years that we've waited for the football team to get to Wembley.
Absolutely, yeah, it's really exciting. We've got our own kind of, we're doing a bit on social media, and if anyone drives past our offices on Doddington Road, keep an eye out there. Not saying too much. But yeah, we've got, I think there's a good old group of Selenity team going down to support.
I would hope so too.
Absolutely.
And of course, it could be the first of two trips, because who knows what happens should Lincoln City make the playoffs as well.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it's wonderful for the city, it's wonderful for businesses, and obviously it's just great.
Do we go down and actually say, Cowley Brothers, we are not worthy? I mean, is it that level?
The word Messiah was thrown around.
They're doing good stuff, haven't they?
Double Messiahs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know too much about football, but I know that those guys know what they're doing.
Exactly. And they came from Essex. Who'd have thought it, eh? PE teachers in Essex and now leading Lincoln once again out of the wilderness. Chloe and Greg, thank you. Barney, I think you're with us for a few more moments.
I can stay for a bit longer,
Until Tessa Snart arrives, if she can.
I'll stay until Tessa. Exactly.
Harry Chapin, short stories on Siren Radio.
Been down? Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been found?